Hey, mom.
Hey, Martin. What's up, BA?
That's what's up. That's what's up. We live. We kicking. We kicking. We kicking.
That's what's up.
So,
Right. So, what are we going to talk about today? Because this is our first episode so far. So we got to kind of introduce people to what we're about to do, what we're going to be doing. I mean, now and going forward, like the morning, we're gonna go to mountain ride, whatever.
Well, let's take it slow, because more than likely somebody's gonna be listening this. So, let's introduce ourselves to start with.
Right. So that's where I'm at. I'm asking what we're gonna do and what we're gonna tell people that we're doing. So this is K Positive Vibes and Vision. Take it away.
This is your boy Bon again, and I'm a recording artist, rapper. And this is my mom, K Positive, and we have decided that we're going to do a mom son collab. Because the thing is, we've always had interesting conversations, and we've just said, you know what? I think the things that we talk about are so unique and so deep and so life-changing that we literally said, you know what? I said, Mom, our conversations need to be recorded. Like, I have nothing against no other mom and their sons who have beautiful conversations, but I think something is just unique about the things that we talk about every morning, and we want to share it with everybody. We want to share it with you, whoever's listening, all our listeners. Yeah.
All right, he talk a lot. I wonder where he get that from. Oh my God. So, I am K Positive. Previously Vibes and Vision TV, Vibes and Vision from UFDB Gospel Radio. So I talk a lot too, right? So now we kind of wonder where he get it from. Okay, so yeah, this
Go
is
fit.
my son. He talks a lot. We talk a lot. We kind of call it wordology. That's what we do, right?
Yeah, basically.
We Jamaican and talk a lot in Jamaica, and he's always looked on in a negative light, like, Jesus, you chat so much. But you know, whatever your gift is that's been given to you should be something that you enhance and embrace. So guess what? I chat a lot, so I usually talk for a living. I mean, all my jobs are usually customer related, sales related, and it caused me to talk. So hence all the get when I talk too much, never really pay off. I still talk too much, but just make it more of embracing it than feeling bad about the fact that I chat a lot. Okay. So yeah, my
So we
son
could.
chat a lot too, and he's using words too to create his ministry. I mean, rapping mile an hour and talking so much. So hey, there we go. So what do you want to talk
We should create a tagline, embrace the talk, or
about?
embrace.
Yes. Embrace the talk or the chat,
Yeah.
as we say. Because one time when I was a child, if I said chat, my grandmother would have given me such a beat there. Like, what
Yeah.
are you supposed to say? And I have to say talk. Because chat was something bad.
Yeah. I used to get beaten for talking about like as a baby, I couldn't say penis, or because that's a grown-up word. You'd have to say something like a child's word, like teapot.
Oh, beat you. Who used to beat you to say that? Because that's not me.
Nah, that mom. Hey, guys, it's not mom. She never beat me for that.
This next thing
But
you know,
in
you have
Jamaica,
child service knocking on my door now. Come on, we live. You can be you can be saying that. We can't talk about beatings. Well, you know what?
the
We're gonna talk about beating one day. Just to let you know. If you think having two crazy beating was something funny, we will talk about that soon.
Yeah, guys, check that out. Kevin Two Crazy, seven different beatings. What was it called? Seven different beatings, Jamaican beatings.
All I can remember is the one that you said, pass me, and your parents stand up at the door and You know that when you pass, you're gonna get a lick. And you
Yeah.
pass, you talk about the guava tree. I'm like, the guava tree, I'm afraid to pass the guava tree because I feel like I'm gonna pull themselves up out the root. I'm just beating. It's
I
funny.
know there must be some Jamaicans listening, or there's gonna be Jamaicans listening to this, so they'll get it. But I
No,
think maybe persons who probably aren't Jamaican would be like, huh? What are they talking about?
they don't want to call a child welfare. Yes, we Jamaican, we used to get our love, our beating, our food, our teaching, and everything all wrapped up in one package. You know, if you're not lucky, beating under the tree on Christmas Day for you, like you know, whole year you being bothering me, I gonna give you a beating Christmas morning. So anyway, we lived through a bit, we survived. I think somehow you might sound weird, but it made us who we are. And my dad
From
used to, of course,
sleep,
and of course
you
my
think
dad
that
passed away now, so he used to say, well, they said the children have feelings. You can't just beat them. That's why I'm beating them.
because they got feelings. That's so cold.
Enough of the lightheartedness. So usually that's kind of how we talk. It's kind of reality and on a podcast instead of a reality show, right? So it's gonna be all about our life. We just make our smoothie, which is something we do every morning. What would be
Smoothies.
the smoothie? Give out the recipe.
Well, for my smoothie, what I did this morning was I went outside and I got some ripe bananas right off the tree. I got mango right off the tree, and I popped that into my bullet with some ice and some vegan ice cream. And I put a little vanilla in there and some. I have this Vigaton kind of tonic vitamin kind of liquid serum that you have every morning. So I put some of that in there. And what else? Oh, and I put a spoonful of cocoa because I like that little chocolatey kind of vibe. I don't know how that sounds crazy, like mangoes and chocolate, but it actually worked.
Yeah, it sounds crazy with mango and chocolate, but it
Yeah, it was good. I just had one and some oats to kind of give it a bit of body. And that was it. So that was
yeah.
my smoothie.
My
I don't know
smoothie
what.
was different. My smoothie was one banana. Didn't pick it off the tree, got it in Walmart.
Oh, yeah. America, guys. I'm in Jamaica, so there's a whole different atmosphere. So it's
Right.
a
So I bought one banana and I had a cap full, not a cap full, but a scoop of the hemp powder, hemp protein powder, which I'm recommending. Hemp protein powder here, it is awesome. It's in Trader Joe's and it's sort of green, but it's a protein powder come from the hemp plant. And we all know about the hemp and the properties of it and how good it is. So yeah, a scoop of that, one banana. Two pieces of watermelon. Did I find watermelon? Yes, I did. Watermelon. I had flaxseed. I have a teaspoon of flaxseed, grown flaxseed, and yeah, I've lost it. And a handful of grapes, like maybe about 10 or so. And what else? I had a spoonful of peanut butter. Never forget the peanut butter when you make your smoothie. Peanut butter is the thing. It is like the Bible in any church, peanut butter. And a spoonful of peanut butter and a spoonful of coconut oil, virgin coconut oil, not coconut oil that been run a block, not coconut oil that been down the street, not coconut oil that was married before, a virgin coconut oil, a spoonful of this thing.
She's never been by a man coconut oil before. She's a virgin coconut oil.
Yes. Right. And that's it. What? Ice. And I'm gonna believe that's it. You know what? My recipe for smoothie is really authentic. And if someone is listening and need a recipe, hit me up. I'd be more than willing to share my recipe for the smoothie. It's your breakfast and it's sort of your brunch. How I do, I made a glass and then I have a full glass now. Because the peanut butter and the coconut oil kind of give your appetite the suppression. It makes you not really hungry. After a cup of coffee, you're good. And then if you're like eating about 11, 12-ish, you have another glass and then that's it. And then it's dinner about 3 and you're good. So yeah, that smoothie was awesome. That peanut butter give it a kick and a little piece of ginger. Ginger for me, I don't know, everybody don't like ginger, but for me, I always put a piece of ginger or a piece of turmeric. They all have good properties and they all have good taste. So there goes the smoothie. And I try different things different days. So as we are on this podcast, most morning, I'll tell you what I did for the, some days I put the egg in it, additional protein, some days I put it, like beer did. I didn't put oatmeal in mine today, but I sometimes I do because the flaxseed kind of give it that texture that I'm looking for, and also the hemp seed. Yep, so that was my smoothie. Had it already. I had a cup of coffee and give you that slow release of energy. Yes.
Yeah.
well, believe it or not, we chatted a whole hour and a half already, so we're just starting the podcast because we brainstormed that is something that we should do. So now we, because we talk a lot, we might still have some talk. We might not have a whole hour of talk this morning, but we will have some talk. Mm-hmm. So, BA, we can recap. And anything
what I was planning on asking was, do you think that Jamaican beatings were a byproduct of slavery? Because at one point...
I'm sorry.
This is serious, Mom.
Well, listeners, please do understand. This is just, I mean, first let me explain. This is not scripted. We're not reading it from a form of paper. We did not plan it before. We just freestyling. This is what you know how reality TV, they really do a little thing before they come out, they come live, right? It's not really reality. It's like, they screen it, they record it, they take some of the bite out of it and whatever. Well, what you're going to hear from us is straight interactive, straight us doing our thing. So if I'm laughing about something, it's because I'm hearing it for the first time and it's funny. So yes, byproduct of slavery. I never thought of that, but that is food for thought.
Yeah, I'm thinking because... it's like that's the only thing that we could resort to punish and to correct our children. And I say our children as if I'm like a forefather or something. But it's like it was the go-to punishment because that was what was used during slavery.
To punish the forefathers and the parents and the grandparents. It comes up the generation. And you know what? This is extremely, extremely interesting to me, but I'm not going to talk to him today. All right. So I lost my screen here. I'm on my phone, people. I lost my screen. So let me get back to my...
Mom, even though you're not on the screen.
I know. I know. Don't think of... Talk to me like an old woman now. He called me two times, and then he called me girl. So I'm not even sure what I'm at now. So.
Okay, well, go ahead.
Back to my conversation about slavery and beating. Well, it's a thought process. My brain is working like overtime, just putting it together. Because I never thought of it before. To be honest with you, as old as I am, I never thought of beating as byproduct of slavery, but I believe it is. And you're right, because at the end of the day, when we there's so much things that we have to be mindful of how you say and what you say, because this is public speak and I do it really and it's straight. Other race don't really resort to beating the way we resort to beating as Black people. I can say that in case anybody thinks I'm otherwise. So, yeah, they resort to beating in a way that it is the only thing. When we were growing up, our parents never thought of anything else that they could do. There was no talking to you, no hugging. And Johnny, sit down, please. I'm going to put you on timeout. No foolishness. I never heard of timeout until I was a grown woman. I didn't even know what timeout was. I'm like, what? Timeout? It wasn't timeout. It was a whipping. And yes, that is something serious that you just brought up. It had to be, because that's how we were controlled as slaves. That's how our grandparent, foreparent, great-grandparent coming up the line, we all was controlled. And notice this. The younger generation now that had no recollection of slavery, no residual effect of slavery. We do have residual. I'm rambling on and on here, but if you're listening to me, I'm sure you'll understand where I'm going. We kind of like, it's kind of old now. Slavery is kind of like way back in our memory. We know of it. We understand what it is, and it's still there. It's still slavery going on now, but it's a different kind, right? So the younger generation is not resorting to beating as much. We could stay next door and hear beating like it's a debt gonna happen next door for somebody eat a piece of bread. I raise my kids and in different environment, different times, and because I have, you know, different age group of children, like most of us, African American, Black people, African descendant, we somehow break up our family composition in like an older set of children and then some younger children. Why? I don't know. But yeah, younger set of children, everybody go in the refrigerator, eat what they want, do what they want, you know, drink what they want. Back in the days when we were children, and even when I was younger and raising my older children, that wasn't allowed. You ask for it. And if you eat all the bread, you have nothing left for yourself. Whatever bread you left behind is mine. You know. So yeah, I think it was a part of slavery.
Putting it all together, we can say that Jamaican beating is a residual effect of slavery. And then adding to that was the fact that after slavery, we were poverty stricken, because just imagine in Jamaica, on the island, after slavery is abolished, nobody has anything, like nobody owns any property or any legacy. And so it's basically like we were like ground zero. So a whole generation having to start from ground zero to create something or some kind of a legacy so that their kids can have. I think that's where it all plummeted into, you know, using what we were used to, which is
the whip.
The whip. And then the fact that there's no money would cause, as you said, moms to clobber their child for eating a piece of bread, because that piece of bread has to go a long way. So not explaining away the fact that it was something that was not, it was, I don't think, it's not right. And it's a very, you realize it's a very taboo topic, mom, like to really talk about it. Now it's like, we're kind of iffy, not wanting to fully say, it's kind of taboo, but really and truly, if we should analyze our generation and what we what we did to ourselves or what slavery did to us, it's heart-wrenching, you know?
Yeah, that is true. It's a taboo and it shouldn't be, and we should have been going through therapy up to now. I mean, people should have been in therapy, period. I mean, if we had gone to war and all that happened, we would have come back with some STTTT, all the things behind it. We would have come back needing therapy. And I mean, to live through that whole thing and the residual of it, effect of it. And let me step right out into a thin line right here. Even people's sexual orientation becomes a taboo now because of the residual of slavery. Because people tend to forget that whole busting thing that they used to have in Jamaica. And that's one of the reasons I believe why Jamaica was so aggressive towards sexual orientation. But I mean, to start even today, is that it was bad. It was a taboo. It was something they do to dehumanize you, to embarrass you, to make you, oh God, You know, so there's another thing again that comes from, you know, the byproduct of slavery.
Let me pull it from under the carpet a bit, because I've heard that word before, butt busting. And you're saying that this is something that used to be a form of punishment in slavery.
Oh, yeah. It was a punishment. It was where the men who, and please don't quote me word to word here, because I am, like we said, this is just our topic on our conversation. Nobody's teaching history here. Okay. If you have something you can correct me, I stand to be corrected. But what I know is that there used to be busting season, where it's when you get sent to Jamaica, our little island, for butt busting. And like an event, like carnival, where people got stringed out and tied over a log, and slave owners go from person to person to have actually sex with these men to make them, you know, to kind of break them. It's a breaking situation. You're breaking them, like you breaking, you know, you break a horse in down to make him easy to ride. Break these men. They believe that they are now, they're humbled. They get up from there and they're like, just imagine how humbled you'd be like, oh my God, you go kill yourself, or you just walk around with your head hanging for the rest of your life, because everybody came out in their hats and they're dressed up to tea. But they must be hollering, screaming, whatever sound you make, live with you for the rest of your life. So, yeah, and that is why it was such an aggressive and vicious thing, especially in Jamaica, because people remembered what it represents.
And that's why it's so hard for Jamaicans to embrace or accept.
Exactly.
Wow. But then you see, people would go out and say, oh, Jamaica is very anti-gay and anti-this and anti-that. And then maybe it sounds like it's just a personal choice, opposing to something that is a residual effect of a time in history that they were basically abused. And trust me, that I'm seeing now is making sense based on what you're saying in terms of what used to happen then. Because just like I would just single-handedly look at beatings and said, no, this has to be coming from somewhere. Why did we actually beat our kids? And it's because of a residual effect of what we went under slavery. Mm-hmm. And then you bit a while ago by saying even or accepting, or Jamaica as a community or as a nation accepting same sex is like, it's not because people are literally hating people who are gay, but it's because of what took place in their past history as slaves that has somehow transformed itself and transfigured into time to cause us to feel a certain negative feeling towards it, because it's something that damaged us from the core of who we are as a people, because it was done to us in slavery as an abuse.
Right, and you see whoever portrays certain things now as an abuser. You're like, yeah, you ain't gonna come near me. Oh, I'm gonna kill you. Oh my God. Because it's a fear factor of what it was. It was something horrible. It wasn't something that people, it wasn't a choice. It was a means of control and a means of dehumanizing you and a means of embarrassing you. And it was the same thing like lynching. It was just that when you do that, you control these men that now they no longer feel like they're going to make decisions and act like they want to walk with their shoulders squared up. You have to start walking around with your shoulders squared up, and you know you're going to go to the So you better hang your head down and act like the boy you are before you get sent there. Yeah? So, I mean, you know, things
are so it was a means of removing your self-esteem slowly over a period of time.
Right. It was the whipping. But some men were... They were, and it's so funny because when I used to go to school, whipping was normal in school. Whipping was what you go to school for. You go to school to get a whipping. You know you're going to get a whipping. There's no way you're going to survive through school without a whipping. There's no way you're going to pass 2 days, or no matter how good a child you are, because if you're a good behaving child and you're not going to get a whipping for misbehaving. You get a whipping because you didn't remember what 9-7s is, and you'll be like, 9-7, 9-7, you get a whipping. I got a whipping my first day in school, my first day in grade one. I got a whipping. A whipping so bad I wet my pants. I beat myself. Remember the teacher? I told people all the time, and people must be wondering how we get to this. I tell people all the time that you only remember two teachers in your lifetime, two kind. You may remember several teachers, but the only